His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta, Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. All goes to the assembled devotees, all goes to the assembled devotees, all goes to assembled devotees, all goes to Shri Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya, and Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jaya. Namo Vishwada Krishna Prasaya Vipala Srimati. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this morning we are studying Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 22, verses 75 and 76. Chapter name is The Process of Devotional Service. Okay. Sarva Mahaguna Gana Vaishnava Sharire. Krishna Bhakta Krishna Raguna Sakali Sanchare. Translation: A Vaishnava is one who has developed all good transcendental qualities. All the good qualities of Krishna gradually develop in Krishna's devotee. Now, text 76 that we can do responsively. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana. Sarve gunas tatra samasate sura. Harava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna. Manorathena sati dhavato bahi. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana. Sarvar gunas tatra samasate sura. Harava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna. Manorathena sati dhavato bahi. Please chant. Yasyasi bhaktir bhagavati akinchana. Sarvaya gunas tatra samasate sura. Harava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna. यस्यास्ति भक्तिर भगवत्य किंचना सर्वैर्गुणस्तत्र समासते सुरा हराव भक्तस्य कुतो महद्गुणा मनोरथेना सति धावतो बहि. Anyone else? Yasyasti bhakti bhagavati akinchana sarvar gunas tatra samasate sura harava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna manyorathena sati dhavato bahi. Thank you. Word to word, yasya, of whom, asti, there is, bhakti, devotional service, bhagavati, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, akinchana, without material desires, survey, all, gunai, with good qualities, tatra, there, samasate, live, sura, the demigods, harau, unto the Lord, abhaktasya, of the non-devotee, kutaha, where, mahadguna, the high qualities, manharathena, the mental concoction, asati, to temporary material happiness, dhavata, running, bahi, externally. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. In one who has unflinching devotional faith in Krishna, all the good qualities of Krishna and the demigods are consistently manifest. However, he who has no devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead has no good qualifications because he is engaged by mental concoction in material existence, which is the external feature of the Lord. Purport. This was spoken by Bhadrashava and his followers who were offering prayers to Nrisingadev, Srimad Bhagavatam, 5.18.12. Bhadrashava. Is that Prahlad Maharaj? Oh, okay. I was like, I don't remember it saying that. Okay, so the book is like, okay, who's Bhadrashava? Oh, well, who's Bhadrashava? I don't know. Anyway, maybe it's name for Prahlad Maharaj? I don't know. Anybody knows here? No? Oh. That's Bahulashva. Okay. But Prahlad Maharaj, we know. So I was thinking, and Prabhu, you can put 5.18.12. So since there's no purport, and this is from the Srimad Bhagavatam 5.18.12, we'll read the purport there. Purport to 5.18.12. As explained in the next verse, Krishna is the original source of all living entities. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 15.7. Wherein Krishna says, Mama Vamso Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatanaha Mana Shastandriyani Prakriti Sthani Karshati. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. All living entities are part and parcel of Krishna. And therefore, when they revive their original Krishna consciousness, they possess all the good qualities of Krishna in a small quantity. When one engages himself in the nine processes of devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atma Nivedanam, one's heart becomes purified, and he immediately understands his relationship with Krishna. He then revives his original quality of Krishna consciousness. In the Adi Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 8, there is a description of some of the qualities of devotees. For example, Sri Pandit Haridas is described as being very well behaved, tolerant, peaceful, magnanimous, and grave. In addition, he spoke very sweetly. His endeavors were very pleasing. He was always patient. He respected everyone. He always worked for everyone's benefit. His mind was free of duplicity, and he was completely devoid of all malicious activities. These are all original qualities of Krishna. And when one becomes a devotee, they automatically become manifest. Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj, thank you, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, says that all good qualities become manifest in the body of a Vaishnava, and that only by the presence of these good qualities can one distinguish a Vaishnava from a non-Vaishnava. Krishna Das Kaviraj lists the following 26 good qualities of a Vaishnava. Number one, he is very kind to everyone. Two, he does not make anyone his enemy. Number three, he is truthful. Number four, he is equal to everyone. Number five, no one can find any fault in him. Number six, he is magnanimous. Number seven, he is mild. Number eight, he is always clean. Number nine, he is without possessions. Number 10, he works for everyone's benefit. Number 11, he is very peaceful. Number 12, he is always surrendered to Krishna. Number 13, he has no material desires. Number 14, he is very meek. Number 15, he is steady. 16, he controls his senses. Number 17, he does not eat more than required. 18, he is not influenced by the Lord's illusory energy. 19, he offers respects to everyone. Number 20, he does not desire any respect for himself. 21, he is very grave. 22, he is merciful. 23, he is friendly. 24, he is poetic. 25, he is expert. 26, he is silent. Okay, so this is purport too. So I'll start the class now. Nama Om Shri Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamane Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktabinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vancha Kalpataru Bhasta, Kripa Sindhu Bhivacha, Patitanam, Pavane Bhiv, Vaishnavi Bhiv Namo Namaha. Okay, so just giving you a little context of the CC verse. It's Sanatana Goswami is speaking to, Lord Chaitanya is speaking to Sanatana Goswami about the process of devotional service. And just 2-3 verses prior to that, he was speaking what is Uttama Adhikari, what is Madhyama Adhikari, and Kanishta Adhikari. And that's interesting. Then after he describes the qualities of these different grades of Vaishnavas, he says then, this verse, a Vaishnava is one who has developed all good transcendental qualities. All the good qualities of Krishna gradually develop in Krishna's devotee. It was interesting when I saw that verse and I was thinking, so is Sanatana Goswami saying, is he saying that these qualities should be in all the three level of devotees, Uttama, Madhyama, and Kanishta? Or is he saying that ultimately all these grades of devotees who are Vaishnavas will develop all these good qualities? I guess there are different ways that you could see this this verse being spoken after he has spoken those three verses. So I'm sure all of you may have different inputs on that, which maybe you can tell me later on. And then he quotes the two verses that we did, 75 and 76. 76 is basically, as usual, Lord Chaitanya is
giving a quote from the Bhagavatam. He always says something and then he tells us from the Shastra, the Bhagavatam, to verify what he has said. So we just read the purport from Srimad Bhagavatam where Prabhupada, where this is quoted from. And as far as that is concerned, from the fifth canto, this is Prahlad Maharaj speaking, this verse. This is a chapter that Sukadeva Goswami is talking to Maharaj Parikshit about Jambudvip. And so he's talking about in Jambudvip, who is in charge or running or whatever, and who they worship. So in this particular chapter 18, there's a description about Harivarsha, where Shri Prahlad Maharaj is ruling, and he is offering these prayers to Lord Nrisimhadev. Now, this verse that he has spoken, that is Prahlad Maharaj has spoken, it's interesting. The verse before that, a few verses before, he talks about he's offering prayers to Lord Nrisimhadev, and basically Prahlad Maharaj says to please drive away my ignorance, my fruit of activity, attachment to family life, and like that he's offering prayers, but then in the verse just prior to this verse that he has spoken, Yashyasti Bhakti Bhagavati Akinchana, just prior to that, text number 11, he says, now please hear carefully what he's saying here. He says, by associating with persons for whom the Supreme Personality of Godhead Mukunda is the all in all, one can hear of his powerful activities and soon come to understand them. So he's saying that if we associate with people who are basically in love with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in their association, one can understand the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then he says, the activities of Mukunda are so potent that simply by hearing of them, one immediately associates with the Lord. So if we are hearing Krishna's pastimes, then we are actually associating with Krishna. Yeah, does everybody accept that? Yeah, we are actually associating. For a person who constantly and very eagerly hears narrations of the Lord's powerful activities, the absolute truth, personality of Godhead in the form of sound vibrations enters within his heart and cleanses it of all contamination. After he speaks this verse, and the same verse he says in the end, the verse says, therefore, who is the sane man? Who is the sane man who will not associate with devotees to quickly perfect his life? So you must be insane, basically saying, if you're not going to associate with the devotees of the Lord who have the Supreme Lord as their all in all. After he says this verse, then he says this verse 76 that we are chanted, Yashyasi Bhaktir, that all the qualities of the demigods are in that person. So basically, Prahlad Maharaj, when he's saying this verse, and Lord Chaitanya is saying to Sanatana Goswami, the fact is that Prahlad Maharaj is saying it's the way that one can get the qualities that are mentioned here. Prabhupada goes in the purport to mention all the 26 qualities. When you read all those 26 qualities, you feel like, oh God, I wish I could develop those qualities. But we do know how to develop those qualities is by associating with one who does. Just very simple. you associate with somebody who does. And that's what Lord Chaitanya further in this chapter, he describes that there's this verse that will be coming soon in the CC. Krishna bhakti janma mula hoy sadhu sangha, Krishna prema janme teho punha mukhya anga. The root cause of devotional service to Lord Krishna is association with advanced devotees. Even when one's dormant love for Krishna awakens, association with devotees is still most essential. So whether in the beginning we're coming to Krishna consciousness or we have awakened our love. It says Krishna prema janme. Even if we have awakened the prema, still association with devotees is still most essential. So for a person who constantly and very eagerly hears narrations of Lord's activities, so that is in the association of devotees who have the Supreme Lord as their all in all, in their association we hear, then these qualities will develop. Now, the doubt may come. I mean, really? Simply by hearing, we can develop such qualities? I've been hearing for a few years. I don't know if it actually happens. Maybe. I can see. Honestly, yeah, maybe a little bit. Maybe some of it has, some of it is there. But really, simply an act of hearing. But that's what the Bhagavatam says. So what the Bhagavatam is saying is true. We know that. We know it's true. So I thought about a mundane example that we can see that it has an effect. Somehow or other, I thought about this movie that came out in 1982 about Mahatma Gandhi. And I remember hearing a long time ago that the person who acted in that movie, Ben Kingsley, how it changed his life, okay? It describes about him, Ben Kingsley and Gandhi, he prepared for the role methodically and scientifically. That's interesting, Prabhupada always talks about this process of Krishna consciousness is scientific, yeah? So this is what he describes about him, that he prepared for the role methodically and scientifically. He said, reading biographies of Mahatma Gandhi, screening newsreel footage, and poring over every photograph I could get my hands on. He continued, all you can do is just look at them and hope something goes in. Mr. Kingsley tapped his head. That, when the time comes, will govern how you place yourself and use your body. Of course, the more you learn, the more you realize how impossible the task seems. Now, we're giving a mundane example here. He writes, the author writes, in his quest for authenticity, Mr. Kingsley not only shaved his head and lost 20 pounds on Gandhi's vegetarian diet, but he also studied yoga, began to meditate, and learned to spin cotton thread on a wooden wheel as Gandhi had done while holding conversations. Now, how did this affect him? Describe. So he did different things, yeah? He really got absorbed. You can see he has to play this role, and he really got absorbed to play the role. And he played the role good. He really played the role really good. Key points, he said, about how playing Gandhi affected Ben. Personal growth. Kingsley described the role as leaving him with more courage and less fear in his personal life. So that was Gandhi was about that, yeah? He had courage and fearless. And so that's how it influenced. His understanding of Gandhi's background in Gujarat, India, created a personal connection to the character. And then the extensive research and portrayal of Gandhi's peaceful activism likely increased Ben's empathy for others and their struggles. So this we're talking about a person who heard about another person and really heard and how it affected, it changed, from what I see, it changed his character. It built some qualities in him. This is by him hearing about him, basically, whether through other people, whether through footage or reading biographies. So when we're being told about here that hearing, the hearing has a certain qualification, certain qualities about hearing, how we hear. We could put Prabhupada's lecture on. They have one of those gadgets that you can just have Prabhupada's background. You can just have him as a background conversation, music, whatever, sound vibration. You can have Prabhupada, and are you hearing? Yeah, is it going through your ear holes? Does it purify you? Of course it will purify you. Will it give you the qualities? I'm sure it will. You're hearing Srila Prabhupada. The transcendental sound vibration is going to go in. But how long? That's something we can think about. Or we could be listening. I could sit down, take prasadam, and while I'm sitting down taking prasadam, I can listen to a Prabhupada's lecture and actually hear it. Yeah? Will that purify my heart? Of course it will. Will it bring the qualities that Prabhupada mentions in the purport? Yes, it will. But again, it might take some time. It might just go from one year to another year. I heard it, but this kind of hearing that we are seeing, that what Ben Kingsley did when he heard about Mahatma Gandhi, that was a different kind of hearing. It was a different kind of hearing. It's not a kind of hearing that I can at least say for myself, I sit down here in the class and then I hear the class and I go back home and that's about it. Hare Krishna. Ben Kingsley didn't do that. He was absorbed when he was hearing about Mahatma Gandhi. He was absorbed. So what does this absorption mean? So, you know, I've been wanting to hear Krishna book. Srila Prabhupada has encouraged us to read Krishna book every night with hot milk. Anyway, I haven't been reading Krishna book, nor taking hot milk. Milk can't digest it anyway, never could. But Krishna book is easy to digest, but somehow or other I haven't been digesting that either. So what I had decided a few months ago, somebody told me that you know, that there's Krishna book that you can hear Prabhupada reading Krishna book, dictating Krishna book. So I've been hearing that. You go in Iskcon Desire Tree and Krishna book is there. So you can hear Krishna book. So I've been hearing that at nighttime. I put it on before I go to bed. While going to bed, I put it on and I hear the first 10, 15 minutes and I go to sleep. Or maybe I hear 2 minutes and I go to sleep. Or sometimes I hear the whole tape and I go to sleep. And not go to sleep and I go to the next chapter. But what happens sometimes, and just recently I was hearing the first chapter again. And so because I keep on going and listening to the same thing, start off from the start, and because I didn't hear the whole thing, so I'll start again. And so what I realized actually, what is hearing? I hear the same thing, the first sentence, you know, once the world was overburdened by the unnecessary defense force of different kings, you kind of almost get it memorized. But by hearing the same thing every day, over and over again, one can actually meditate on what you're hearing. So rather than just hearing it and forgetting about it, I actually started meditating on it. And wow, what a difference when you hear something and you do mananam. Satchinanda Maharaj really emphasizes that point in his retreats. Please hear something, but then think about it. Think about it. Just like Ben did that. He was probably thinking about Mahatma Gandhi over and over and over again. And when you actually do that, I realize that you start seeing the Bhagavatam in a different way, and you maybe start thinking about it and maybe actually start hearing it properly. And then so many thoughts come to your mind. So I'm just giving you an example here. And you can actually think about it all day long. With just a few sentences you hear and you keep on thinking about it, so many things happen. So for example, it describes here, just reading the sentence from the Krishna book about Mother Bhumi. At that time, the whole world became perturbed and the predominating deity of this earth known as Bhumi went to see Lord Brahma to tell of her calamities due to the demonic kings. Just meditating on this sentence, it helps you to think about devotees and their qualities. So here it is. By hearing, we become purified and all our contaminations are gone, okay? So certainly Krishna's pastimes are not in isolation. Krishna's pastimes are with his devotees. So we get to associate with Krishna and his devotees by hearing. So in this one sentence, we're hearing about Mother Bhumi and about Lord Brahma. And in this one sentence, we hear about their qualities and so much we can learn from them. So here's Mother Bhumi. She's in distress. Anybody who has been in distress here? I'm assuming each one of us has been in some distress, and probably we're in some distress every single day about something or other. So what does Mother Bhumi do when she's in distress? Who does she go to? Lord Brahma. And who is Lord? How is Mother Bhumi related to Lord Brahma? Come on. She's not related in the sense that, that's his brother or something, but what is their relationship? He's the creator. Yes. So he's her authority. Lord Brahma is her authority. So she's in distress. She goes to somebody who knows, who can do something about it, who can help her out. She doesn't try to figure it out herself. Well, she is very tolerant, so she tolerated when she couldn't, and she could see that this is just it's not good for all her other living entities that are praja, that are on her on the earth. She goes to Lord Brahma to tell her about what's happening. And she assumed the shape of a cow and presented herself before Lord Brahma with tears in her eyes. So she is going to the right person to express her distress. And she expresses it in a certain way that Brahma describes that he was affected. It says Lord Brahma became much aggrieved he became much, I think in the book it said, translate said he became too much aggrieved or something like that. And he at once started at the ocean of milk. So when we hear this pastime and we think about it and we think, wow, here it is. This, whatever happens in our atmosphere here, that it happens in the global level, and the same thing happens. And here's their devotees and how they're interacting with each other. And Lord Brahma, he's so much affected. It's not like, okay, Bhumi, go back, you know, and don't bother me. I've got too much to do. No, he's a devotee, and he's affected by Mother Earth being in distress, and describes that he at once, he didn't put it on a to-do list. Okay, maybe, you know, in the next millennium, you come back and I will do it. Describes that he at once went to see Lord Vishnu. But then he didn't go, that's interesting. He didn't go by himself. He could have just taken Mother Earth with him. But guess what? Who else went with Lord Brahma? Does anybody remember? All the demigods. Why did he take everybody with him? It describes Lord Shiva and all the demigods went with him. Why did he do that? Any thoughts on it? What's to have darshan of the Lord? Yeah. Come on, we're going to go have darshan of the Lord. Like, it's a big thing. It's like going on pilgrimage. Let's everybody go. We're going to go have darshan of the Lord, because they didn't go themselves. So he's the father. We've been hearing from the Bhagavatam classes, Lord Brahma being such a father, yeah? So we see in action what a father is doing. He's getting everybody. Come on, we all go. And they all go together, including Lord Shiva, to offer prayers. But it's not that really they get darshan there. You know that. They don't really get his from the eye, like physical darshan. They don't see him. They just go at the ocean and they offer the prayers. It's a chance for all the demigods to go offer prayers to the Lord, the Purusha Shukta prayers. And then in this particular instance describes that they didn't get any response from the Lord. And so then Lord Brahma meditated. He's the father. He has to do something. So he meditated. And then from within the heart, Lord Vishnu instructed him what to do. But what a beautiful pastime. In this one little paragraph, we get to hear the relationship of the devotees. We get to hear the qualities of a devotee, qualities of Mother Bhumi. Not Mother Bhumi, you know. She has a direct relationship with Lord Vishnu, yeah? Lord Vishnu saved her at Vraha, yeah? And not only that, they had a son, Narakasura. So she has a direct relationship. Maybe she could have gone there on her own, I don't know. But no, she went to the right person. And we hear how another devotee acts when they hear about another devotee in being in distress. In this case, it was the authority. So hearing like that, as we hear, we thoughtfully, we think about it, we meditate, we ruminate, we can think about Krishna all day long. We can think about his devotees all day long. And that's what we're meant to do. Yes, that's the, what's that verse? It says, satatam, no, one should always remember Krishna and never forget him. That's right, smartavya satatam Vishnu. Na smartavyam jatuk chit. This is the thing. So this is how we can remember, and this is how these qualities will manifest within us. This is the, because it describes that this is the root cause, is that we hear about the devotees, about Krishna in the association of devotees, and then we will these qualities will manifest. I was hearing in the Nectar, those Nectar of Devotion series, Prabhupada gives that in Vrindavan in 72, and Prabhupada says that one should hear Nectar of Devotion again and again and again. And then he says, this way you're directly associating with Rupa Goswami. So you're directly associating with Rupa Goswami. And then he says, and if you follow what he says, then you're serving his lotus feet. I thought that was sweet. So this is what we can do. We can hear this in the association of devotees. We can associate with the devotees right here in the Bhagavatam, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, as we hear attentively, like Ben did in regards to Mahatma Gandhi. And then these qualities will manifest within our heart. When I was preparing for this class, I was thinking, yeah, we just, as you know, we recently were in India. We were supposed to go to the retreats, but it ended up being a health retreat in Govardhan Eco Village and Bhaktivedanta Hospital. Yeah, it was a retreat. It was actually a health retreat, but a spiritual retreat as well. Even at the hospital, it's just amazing hospital, to be honest. Just as soon as you enter, all you hear in every single place there, Prabhupada chanting. Whether you're in the elevator or you're in the bathroom or you're in anywhere, everywhere, and every room has a little thing that you can turn on and you can hear Prabhupada chanting. You can turn it off if you need to, but you can turn it, you know. But amazing is that the devotees there, when I was, again, thinking about this verse, the devotees there, and specifically two devotees that we really got to associate there with on a regular basis were the head doctor and the head of the Ayurvedic doctor, Ayurvedic department. Amazing devotees. Like, it's almost like Krishna has personally ornamented them with these 26 qualities of devotees. Just amazing devotees. Dwarkadish Prabhu and Nirmal Chandra Prabhu. Nirmal Chandra Prabhu, who is an Ayurvedic doctor, is so funny. Everything he will say and recommend or whatever, he would quote Shastra from his Ayurveda Shastra. He would quote verses. And I'm like, okay, he's got the training, you know, class training, so he always gives a Shastra. And Dwarkadish Prabhu, the head allopathic doctor, you know, whatever, he always brought, even in his medical advice, and he would come and see Sesha Prabhu every single day. Both these doctors, every single day, would see him and see how he's doing and everything. But always talking about, not in an artificial way, you could just see that that's just what he was absorbed in the scriptures. And always quoting Shastra, telling some pastime or whatever. So such an amazing place. But Nirmal Chandra Prabhu told me so many amazing anecdotes that happened there at the hospital. But I thought I will share one of them today. Just saying how the association of devotees, how the association, even we may not be on the purest level or whatever, some of us are here like that, but how it affects people. So, and how it's actually Bhagavatam happening in that hospital, actually. So he was saying that how in the ICU there was one devotee, one gentleman, not a initiated devotee or anything. I don't know much about the background, but there was one person who was finally in the ICU. And so they tried to, you know, help him and, you know, with his helping with his health and everything. And his son and his daughter were there, but at the ICU they're not allowed once they're in the ICU. So at that particular time they were trying to reassist, what is that called, that they try to bring life or something in, resuscitate, thank you, Prabhu. And they were doing that right at around that time. The son was outside and the daughter had gone to the canteen to get something to eat. And so while they were doing that, he couldn't be revived, so he left his body. And so at that stage, they allowed the son to come in, and then eventually the daughter came in. And so she was crying, and she was like, you know, beating her chest, and, you know, Papa, that's father, you know, Papa, why didn't you wait for 15 minutes? You know, I just went out there, and why, you know, she's just like screaming and crying, and she's like pitilessly just crying, and she just like couldn't handle her father going away, and she was, and then the father, who had left his body, sat up. And he said, "Why are you disturbing me? I was listening to kirtan, and you disturb me. Why are you disturbing me?" And then he said to the lady, a spiritual team comes there when a person is going through that and is going to leave the body. The spiritual team comes, and they apparently read the 9th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. And depending if they are, you know, from a different Christian background, Muslim background, the spiritual team reads from their scripture, you know. So in this case, they read from the 9th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. And so the person who had left his body, who just said, you know, why are you disturbing? He turns to the devotee who was reading before. He says to her, "Could you read the 9th chapter?" And then he lies down and goes. And I was hearing this, I'm like, okay. Is this Bhagavatam? I think Pushkar Prabhu was just talking yesterday about Chitraketu, I think, about, you know, I'm like, this is happening right there in our Bhaktivedanta hospital. This is in the because they're getting association. That hospital is just full of Vaishnavas and Prabhupada's sound vibration, and they get to hear, they get to see Lord Jagannath every day, every single day. While we were there, at the hospital for 4 weeks, and every single day Lord Jagannath would come and give us darshan. And you know, I had our Giriraj that we traveled with and worshiping, and so I didn't have flowers. So every day, Lord Jagannath, they would give us flowers to offer to Jagannath. So I would get some flowers for them, and I would also, Giriraj would also get some flowers because of Lord Jagannath, and they would give prasadam. But this is the association of devotees. When we seriously hear Krishna's pastimes, pastimes with his devotees, about his devotees, then these qualities that are enumerated in the Prabhupada's purport, the 26 qualities of devotees, they will rub off. They will rub off. I have to tell you one more. I mean, there are a few of them, but do I have permission to tell one more? Yeah? Okay. One more. Okay, so this person, he was drunk on his bike, and right in front of the hospital, he got into an accident. He hit a pig. You know, India, pigs, cows, they all roam around, but they share the road. So he hit the pig on his bike, and he fell, and basically bike went on top of him, and he broke his legs. So this was right in front of the hospital. So naturally the people who were there, wow, the hospital is right there. They right away brought him to the hospital. So emergency room. And so they start working on him. When the person became conscious, he was just like cursing the pig like anything. He was just like so upset. And the doctors told him that before they did the thing, he said, you know, you're going to be in the hospital here for a month or 30-35 days. And you know, he had no choice. Apparently his bone was coming out of his skin. It was broken, you know, and he was in a bad shape. So so the devotee who is the surgeon, the orthopedic surgeon, he's one of those top of the Vaishnavas. Now, by the way, these people, like I was saying, Dwarkadish Prabhu, they're not just devotees, they're expert in their field. They are expert in their field. So this devotee, I think his name is Gadadhar. I could be wrong because I don't know him at all. I didn't see him or anything. This is a story I heard. So he told them that you have to be, you know, and he had no choice. So he would just curse every, it was just like, you know, because of him and whatever. So that went on for some time. And so his orthopedic surgeon came every single day. He was working on him. That is their, they come and see that whoever the doctor is assigned, they see every single day to see the patient. And by the time he left, he was considering this pig to be his guru. And he was chanting 16 rounds. And then soon he became initiated. This is the association of devotees in 30 days or 35 days, whatever. So we cannot underestimate the association of devotees if we take it seriously. If we hear the Shastras seriously, then these qualities will, one day, they will rub on us to whatever extent that it can rub on a living entity. Like Prabhupada said, in small quantity, but it will be there. Okay. That's it for today. Any questions? Any comments? Anybody would like to say anything? Yes. Hemavati, thank you.
Hi, Bo.
Hi, Bo, Hemavati.
What do you think about this sentence, fake it until you make it?
Yes, fake it until you make it. So, like you see now, back to the example that I give, Ben, yeah? Ben wasn't becoming Mahatma Gandhi. He wasn't, yeah? He knew that. But so, in one sense, he was faking it good. Like, you know, I'm sure initially he didn't think that he's going to get into it so much like he did. Initially, it was just a role. He was just going to fake it. But you start, if you fake it like seriously, then you will make it seriously. Yeah. Yeah, we're all faking it, believe me. At least I know I can. I can say I'm faking it, yeah. But, you know, we just have to fake it a little seriously. Yes, Mukunda Prabhu.
Dhanyavaad. So, very nice class, first of all.
Thank you, Prabhu.
On the days I can't make it, I make it on very good days. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he had mentioned something very important about hearing, and Jiva Goswami echoes it, or vice versa, and that's that pure hearing will come from two things. One is being saranagat and not having self-interest, because self-interest obfuscates pure hearing. Mm-hmm. And to hear purely regarding Harikatha requires sambandha gyan, some knowledge of relationship. And I heard Harikatha once, and somebody mentioned, if somebody was to say that Joe Smith moved from Chicago to New York, everybody would have heard that, because nobody knows Joe Smith. It's just you're hearing it, but it doesn't resonate. Mm-hmm. But if somebody will say that devotees have discovered some writings of Srila Prabhupada that were undiscovered, everybody's heart becomes immediately stimulated, because there's some relation. Mm-hmm. So sambandha and the absence of self-interest are the root causes of pure hearing. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing was about Mother Bhumi, that I believe it's in either Brihad Vaishnav Toshini maybe, I cannot remember, I won't want to misquote, But it mentions that Bhumi Devi, because she's Mool Shakti, also related to Radhika, she knows the Lord's pastimes. Mm-hmm. And so she approached Lord Brahma, because Brahma is in charge of the creation, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. But also she knew that Krishna's avatar was coming, mm-hmm. because in the previous avatar of Ram, mm-hmm. she created so much distress, because when Sita Devi prayed, that when they were doing the Agni Pariksha again, mm-hmm. that if I have not been unchaste or anything, you should embrace me in your bosom. Mm-hmm. Mother Earth opened and embraced Sita, mm-hmm. and Ram becomes very distressed, and the end of Ramayana, mm-hmm. of course, is them all going to the Sarayu and so forth. So she wanted to approach the Lord again, but this time knowing mm-hmm. he would come as Krishna, she took the form of a cow mm-hmm. to inspire him, especially to come in that Leela, mm-hmm. in which he's very affectionate to cows. And also because she wanted to be forgiven for the last Leela, previous Leela.
Oh, very sweet. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing each and every point that you just made. Thank you. It's very nice. Anybody else would like to share anything? Then and then Mahatma. Yes, sir.
Hare Krishna. Thanks for the very nice lecture. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, about the mananam, I'm recalling about a personal incident, right? So when we went to Vrindavan last year, I believe, so we just see the places. We don't know about what is the significance of the places, right? So we just go and see the place. But it makes a big difference knowing about the place and thinking about before going to that place. Mm-hmm. And it gives a lot of value. And then we realize that place much more just by seeing the place. Mm-hmm. So that's one practical example I realized that.
Thank you. Sambandha, like Mukunda Prabhu is saying, Sambandha, Gyan, and you know, all that is important. Mahatma Prabhu there in the end.
I think I have 1 second. It's almost 9 o'clock.
You have many seconds.
Of course, here. The class is about hearing, which is conducive to spiritual life.
Yes.
But even materially speaking, hearing or listening, like Prabhupada said, we can follow even a dog example, you know, in a certain way to be loyal or whatever. But also from karmis, people might come and tell you, you know, don't go in that trip, or don't do that, or don't go to this doctor. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So
yes.
Hearing or listening also in the material realm is important, and it could be powerful, you know, or potent sometimes.
Yes.
My niece of only 39 years old or something, she lost her life last month. Her brother is one of the most renowned doctors there, so he could get a liver for her very quickly and everything, so she wasn't worried. But I talked to her and I said, please, let me help you. You have to do this diet. You have to stop doing this, you know? She wouldn't listen. And she went and do the transplant just because the brother is very, you know, it was easy for him to go get it and get the operation and everything. But even he was mad because she was not listening to anybody. And then when she was in the hospital, one day after the transplant, she says, I'm leaving. And the doctor says, no, you cannot leave. We have to observe you. You have to be on observation. No, the transplant is done. I'm gone. So yeah, she died in 3 days.
Yes, we have to hear carefully. Yes, that's your time, bro. Thank you, Mahatma.
Just a question on the intent. Mm-hmm. I guess we're hearing, what should be our intention of why we should hear more? Is it, it can seem, you know, to develop better qualities, to become a better devotee, but is that selfish intent okay to have, to hear?
Thank you for the question. I don't think the intent should be to develop good qualities, because that just happens automatically. At least in my case, whether I'm chanting my rounds or whether I am hearing, there are a few different thoughts that come to my mind. One is like, this is a service that I have to do, that I've been asked to do, that we've been told to do, to chant rounds and to come, that that's on a certain platform, that's one platform, duty. But I think the ultimate platform is, for me, is to please Krishna. So I like, for example, when I chant my rounds, I think, Krishna, allow me to chant these rounds nicely in such a way that it pleases you. And whatever Krishna gives, doesn't give, that is up to him. And same thing with the hearing, that we want to, naturally, this is, you're talking about somebody. If you're talking about somebody, you're listening about somebody, you know, you're telling me about yourself, you know, you want me to hear about what your life is, what it's like, with affection, and so that is there, but we don't have that, so at least we do it, you know, as a service, and at the same time also that it pleases Krishna. And a stage will come where we will actually relish the pastimes. Sometimes you have those glimpses where you really enjoy the pastimes. Like the other day, Nagaraj Prabhu was giving the whole pastimes about Yayati and everything. It was just so sweet just listening. Just you relish the pastimes sometimes. But sometimes that's not there. So you do as a service, and hopefully that will please Krishna. Any other comments somebody has in the regards to that? Yes, Raman.
Thank you, Mataji. Very wonderful lecture in past times. Raman. Well, Srila Prabhupada mentions one lecture when he first met his Guru Maharaj, you know, and after he listened to the lecture, he said, first, I don't understand what he was saying exactly. He was speaking very high, elevated language, you know. He said, but I like to stay there and listen to him. He said, somehow I like to listen to him. And then when he was recommended for initiation, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta says, yes, I will initiate this boy because he likes to listen. So definitely, Shravana is the first qualification, you know, in Prabhupada. He teaches that to us, you know, by his personal experience, you know. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you, Ramani Prabhu. Thank you, everybody, for your kind attention. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.